this is the BL Gardens with the 801 podcast. Here we're doing another mini-sode. We're doing a mini-sode about the Adventure Zone balance. And today we have speaking with us Sarah,
Jordan,
and Kit. All right, so the Adventure Zone Balance Arc. This is a podcast produced by the McElroy brothers. You may have heard of them with Mabim Bam, which is my brother, and me. And so this was their take on playing D&D with their father. And the Balance Arc is the first arc that they ever recorded, and it is 69 episodes.
Nice.
And basically, we just feel like it really fits our theme, because there are a lot of LGBTQ plus characters that are very well represented in this podcast. So,
yes. So let's talk about the general storyline.
Yes. So, as I said, this is a D&D podcast. Mm-hmm. So we have three brothers and their dad playing D&D for the very first time ever. I mean, it's a D&D storyline, so mm-hmm. we have three characters, Magnus, Taco, and Merle, played by Justin McElroy, Clint McElroy, and Travis McElroy, and it is DM'd by Griffin McElroy. And we don't want to give any spoilers, so basically you have a Dungeons & Dragons plot, but there's a lot of really cool twists.
Lots of them.
That it almost changes theme, because it starts out with, like, Dungeons & Dragons. You've got goblins and kind of the basic monsters.
And for those who know a lot about Dungeons & Dragons, if you know the Forgotten Realms world, it takes place in that dungeon mm-hmm. world.
Originally.
In Phandalin
yeah.
area.
Yeah.
Originally.
It starts there, but then it grows, which is great. I mean, again, I don't want to give away plot, because it does have a nice twist yeah. right there.
Basically
near the end.
Trying to save the world.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, which is, yeah. you know, kind of a
standard yeah, D&D.
Standard D&D yeah. plot. And they do it
Do the
quite
things,
yeah.
save the world.
Yeah. yeah. I really think that's all we can say without yeah. giving anything away.
I think it's above D&D. It has a lot of crazy goofs.
Right. So many goofs.
And crazy things happen.
It doesn't follow D&D proper.
No.
Like, right. they do
there
start
are cars
to stray.
At one point. Well, cars. And we're all air quoting
yeah.
right
yeah.
now.
And so if you're someone who's, like, hardcore rule follower, you might get pretty annoyed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's great, especially if you don't know D&D going into it. You're going to follow
Very
it, no
easy for beginners, mm-hmm. for sure. Because they yeah. really are playing fast and loose with the rules yeah. a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of fun, and they're definitely playing more of a, like, story instead of following set rules. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's a really great listen.
It yeah. is.
And I believe Clint actually has a history with recording and studio recording.
Yes, he actually used to be a radio personality. So yeah. You can definitely tell that, although he's the worst about doing character yes. voices, which is
yes.
hilarious.
Oh. His Foley is great, but his oh, yeah. character voice, not so
not
much.
Not so good. But Justin, however, kills it
so
as
good.
Taco the
Hell
Wizard,
yeah. yes.
who is my favorite character, of course.
Yes.
I mean, who doesn't just
Diva,
love?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You will cry over Magnus, though, because
oh,
Magnus was
precious.
My favorite.
He's
and it just...
Big ol' soft rough boy.
Just big ol' soft rough boy. And I
he
love
loves
that.
Dogs.
He loves dogs.
Oh, God, Jordan's going to cry on our podcast.
God, I relate to Magnus on a spiritual level.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's really, it's Dungeons & Dragons, but, like, light.
Yeah.
But yes. good, too. It's, yeah. it's, you know, there's really something for everyone.
Now, what did you like about it when you originally listened for the first time?
So, I think when I first started, like, from the very beginning, I loved their personalities mm-hmm. because I find it very endearing on podcasts where things don't go to plan or kind of go off on these mm-hmm. random, funny, goofy tangents, which is so on brand for the McElroys.
Yes.
And then just later on, the NPCs
yes.
that Griffin creates are
oh, yeah.
so good. Like, the storyline, the character creation, mm-hmm. all of it is just solid.
Yes.
And then when he adds in the music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You've got
He's
a whole...
master
yeah.
at crafting this story.
It's a whole production.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. I really appreciated storytelling, just mm-hmm. at the heart of it. And then There is, honest to God, I think I can say this with certainty, a character for everyone.
Yes, definitely.
You will love someone in the story. You will find
someone to latch on to and be like, this is my favorite.
Yeah.
I love them.
It's just, yeah. That's, I mean, I guess the answer really comes down to everything.
Yes. Yeah, everything. No, I like how they do just... The way they solve their problems are just absolutely, utterly ridiculous. They're like, oh, hey, we need this done. Oh, let me do this instead.
Yeah. Let me eat it.
Do the most buckwild thing.
You know, hey, we need some healing. Zone of truth.
Clint, that's not how this works.
How does that help us?
You have spells, Dad.
You know, and they'll mention something and they'll be like, well, that's not going to work. No, but let's do it anyway. Let's just to try.
We'll just see what happens.
Yep.
Or they'll forget that. Something yes, and then bring it all the way back, and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Their dynamics are great. It's just so fun to watch a family do this, especially the sons with their dad. Because it's just, they have so many, like, inside jokes and humor, and just the love that they have for each other. Just it's just all around endearing that this family's just having a good old time. It's just being ridiculous.
So pure.
So like, pure.
Because they bring in elements that you can tell really hit home for them, and they do it in such a good way that everyone can connect to.
Yes.
And again, you've got three brothers and a dad, and they're all, you know, white dudes. Like, we're not going to dance around that. But the representation they bring into this, so good. And they take, what I love is this ran for, what was it, like 2 years, I think?
Something
like two, maybe
three.
More.
Yeah.
And we all came in later, basically. I came in when it was just about to end, and I think y'all came in after it was already done.
Yeah,
so, sorry if we have our dates wrong. They listened to fans when it was like, hey, you didn't represent this character right, or hey, you did this, and they would fix it. Mm-hmm. They worked hard to try and make this, you know, relatable for everyone, which I think is just so good.
Yep. I mean, they have two lesbian couples, they have a trans character, upfront main trans character.
Yes. Who is amazing. And then a gay couple that's just, the way that formed
precious. So
was
good.
So good.
So it was the funniest damn thing.
Oh, God.
They have the best first meeting.
They do. And then
the joke about,
well, the fact their dad comes up with the couple name is the best thing in the whole world. Like, listen, we won't give it away because it is a spoiler, but y'all.
It's really good.
It's good. Yeah.
Now, what would you have done? What do you think they could have done to make it better?
Well, I mean, this was their first time playing Dungeons & Dragons. So the first arc can be a little bit, it's a stumble.
Yeah, they actually redid the first episode because it was a little all over the
place. It was a little too long. They spent a lot of time, obviously, character creation.
Right.
I personally think Pedals to the Metal was a little too long. It's not as fun to listen to as it probably was to play because there is a race going on and
very action heavy.
It's very action heavy, and it was still a good arc. Like, everything that came out of it was great, but like having to get through that race was a struggle.
Kind of boring to listen to.
It is, yeah. Like, I can admit that I zoned out
as a visual medium. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. Which is good because there's also a graphic novel. So if you don't like podcasts or just can't, you know, listen, graphic novels of this are coming out. They have two out so far, and the third one will be out this summer. So.
Which is Pedals to the Metal.
It is, and it's going to, I've seen.
That's going to be good.
I've seen some things because I went to the New York Comic Con panel, and oh my God, it looks so good. Taco
so
is rocking his outfit.
As always.
Classic Taco.
I would say that the fourth arc is when they start adding in music and stuff to the background. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know what their background behind that was, like why they couldn't or didn't add music. Maybe it was because it was just an early podcast for them.
They didn't know.
Or they didn't have the funds or resources at the time. But when they add that in, there is a stark difference on how it makes me feel.
Wonderland arc? So phenomenal good. With that music.
Yeah. Yes.
I listen to that on Bandcamp all the time because it's
great.
A jam. Yeah. Like, all those songs are a fucking jam.
It really adds to the whole experience of it. And yeah, I agree. I think my biggest complaint is that in the beginning, you can definitely tell that they're not sure how this is going to be received. They had no idea that this was just going to blow up. So it really is just them kind of figuring it out. So it is rough in the beginning because they don't have the sound effects. They don't have the production quality or the music, but they really hit their stride mm-hmm. and it becomes a magical experience that I cried about multiple times.
I definitely cried.
Yeah, absolutely. That ending. But can I give a shout out to Griffin? Because yes, if you think about it, the first arc obviously does not truly fit in with the rest of the story, mm-hmm. but he absolutely went, like, made sure. Like, he put key points where he's like, hey, remember when you saw this? It's relevant now. And it was like, oh my God.
And that was from, episode one.
Right. Yeah, and it was just like, as a storyteller, that is just, chef's kiss.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was beautiful.
It was.
Mm. So, for people who want to get into this, what type of people are we looking at? What type of things do they like that you would be like, you're going to love this?
I mean, I would absolutely start with anyone who enjoys tabletop gaming. Mm-hmm. Like, and again, as we said earlier, like, if you're a hardcore or rule follower, if you can loosen up a little bit, you'll really enjoy it. I think anyone who just likes kind of fantasy, and I won't say what type of fantasy because it does change a little bit. So
wide variety.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. a nice variety of fantasy, anything like that. And if you're looking for representation in your media, I really think this does a great job. Yeah, there are some moments where you're kind of like, oof, they did that. But, like, again, keep listening because there's a good chance that they retconned it or they made it to where it was like, oh, shit.
Right. They listened to, like, oh, hey, this might be a bad stereotype that you didn't think about but might be kind of harmful. And they're like, oh, we're so sorry. Let us go and fix that. Yeah. And they're learning and they really want to make this as good as they can for everybody.
I mean, I would say at the end of the day, I would probably recommend this to anyone.
Yes.
Definitely.
I have absolutely want to... coworker was telling me about podcasts she listened to. I said, hey, you know what's fun? I was like, I don't know you that well, and I don't think you're that kind of nerd, but this is still a fun podcast. Yes. Like, and I mean, like we said earlier, if you're not able to listen to podcasts or that's not really your jam, the graphic novels are amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is so long. Good. It's a long listen.
It's 69 episodes,
nice.
But they are between an hour to sometimes even two. Like, at the end, they get longer. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, you don't even know time passing after you get into some of those later episodes. Yep. Oof. Yeah.
You just put it on while you're cooking or you're doing laundry. Yeah. And it's amazing.
I mean, one of my friends is on her, like, fourth listen through, I think, right now. Yeah. Just because, like, sometimes you're like, I miss these characters. Right. You're going to miss
them. I do.
Yeah. And here's a really cool thing about the McElroys is they are doing more arcs under the title of Adventure Zone, but they're different characters, different stories. But they do live shows, which, those are a fantastic blast. Let me tell you, I went to one. The cosplays, y'all are amazing.
So good.
So good. But the live shows continue for, not so much recently, but they have a lot of them that help continue the Balance Arc storyline and flesh out some characters, and that's just, it warms my heart because I love these guys. I love them so much.
And there's so much content out there. So for people who like a community to respond to your fandom, it's out there.
Definitely a huge community.
So if that's something you want, join it.
Also, Clint, who is the McElroy's... Yeah, he's the McElroy's father, and he's everyone's dad.
He's everyone's dad.
He's the sweetest person on Twitter, because not only does he will retweet everything he can find as quickly as he can. Like, there's a lot of content that gets produced, but he is so sweet. He's, like, supporting everyone out there. It's just, it's wholesome.
Very wholesome.
Like, they really make you feel like you're a part of this family that they've created, and it's really good.
Yeah. It took me a while to kind of want to listen to this at first, because this was the first podcast that I had ever listened to that was D&D podcast, and I've played D&D throughout the years, and I was thinking, how interesting could it be to listen to a bunch of dudes play D&D with their dad that had never played D&D before? And I really thought that this was going to be kind of boring, and I was just like, I'm not going to be able to pay attention. Man, was I wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I have re-listened to this. I have cried over it. I got so into it that I would shush people because I was listening to it, and I was like, shush, 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 shush. No, no. It's Taz time.
I gotta
like it's. So I would recommend this to anybody like ages 5 to 99.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anybody.
There is some swearing. So, you know, if you're not really good at wanting your kids to hear swear words, this might be a little thing. But honestly, it's not done in a way that's going to be, I feel, offensive.
Or like, crude.
Yeah, I think it's just like, some people just swear a lot, like me.
People
and it just slips
people
out.
Do die. Yes. There is that time they throw that body off a cliff.
They right. sure do, and they do threaten to let someone get hit right. by a train. But it's funny.
There is some dark humor. Yeah.
Yes.
If your kids watch Tom and Jerry, you know, yeah, like it's cartoon
goof
humor. And it really is, it's a good community out there. Like, there's been some dramas, happens in all community, but at the end of the day, like, I've been to numerous Taz meetups at conventions, and you all recognize each other, which is great. Like, you can have even the smallest detail on your coat, and people are like, that's from Taz, and it's like, hello, yes.
I made a new friend today.
Yeah, it's really good. So I really do think this is the kind of content that we could easily say anyone could listen to.
For sure.
Yeah.
So thank you for joining us. Please go check out the Adventure Zone Balance and really any of the Adventure Zones.
Yeah. Honestly,
I like Amnesty. I love Graduation.
Graduation's so fun. That's their newest one.
Yeah. So do it. Listen. Yeah, do read. It.
Go out there.
It's great.
Listen. Read.
Maybe watch.
Just
in the
get
future.
Into it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.